We're going to go this route this morning. Would you turn with me into 1 Peter? No notes. 1 Peter.
Rest in the Lord.
First chapter. Chapter 1, let's look at verse 3. 1 Peter, chapter 1 and verse 3. Peter's writing here now. Let's go on up, verse 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, and Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you, and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto what? A lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Notice, wherein you greatly rejoice, comma, you rejoice for the fact, you may be seated, you rejoice in the fact that you got heaven waiting on you.
Yes.
You've been saved, and the Lord's had mercy upon you, and he has saved you. And you've got riches awaiting on you. You've got an inheritance waiting on you on the other side that fadeth not away. You've laid up treasures on the other side that the moth cannot corrupt it.
Yes.
The thieves cannot steal it. The rust can't eat it away. You know, you've tasted by the Spirit that there is a better place. There is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun.
Yes.
And you rejoice in the fact that you know that you belong to the Lord and Jesus lives inside of your heart. You know that you've been begotten again by the word of the living God. You know that the blood of Jesus has been applied to your heart. You know for a fact that you ain't what you used to be. There's been a change in your life. The darkness went away, and the sins Jesus washed away, and the misery that you used to have and being lost without God, it's been lifted and gone and taken away. Well, praise the Lord. And you know that you got hope now. And you got peace now. And living inside of your heart. And you rejoice in that. And you know that the world can't take it away. The world didn't get it. And the world can't take it away. I know how I used to be. And how I used to live. And I used to serve the devil. And I used to be bound and lost without God. But now I know that I've been saved and born again by the Spirit of the living God. And no matter what comes my way in troubles and trials, my Lord, though I go through the fire and the furnace of affliction and I wade through deep waters and the floods, but they cannot overflow me, and the smoke, hallelujah, cannot singe me. Hallelujah. I know that. I know that. And I rejoice in that. But notice, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season. How many know seasons change?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Seasons change.
That's right. Bless
him, Lord. The Bible said, be not weary in well doing, for in due season ye shall reap if ye faint not.
Bless him, Lord.
I don't want to faint now.
No.
I'm awaiting on my season.
Amen.
Well, glory to God.
Bless him, Lord.
What was it Job said? It won't always be this way.
Right.
All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change comes.
Yeah.
It is just a trial. Oh, Lord.
Right.
Listen, we have four seasons. My daddy always told me, Brother Scotty, he said, springtime is my favorite season. I love it too. But I love the fall. There's something about that even as a kid. When it gets late summer and when those trees on the hillside, they begin to turn colors up on the limbs, the bright reds and the oranges and the yellows, oh, the burgundy leaves, and be up on a high place and looking over those ridges and down in the valleys and looking at God's big coloring book, you understand there's a creator by looking at the creation, and you feel that down on the inside. Daddy's often told me, he said, son, he said, I love springtime. He said, in the winter, everything is dead. Did you know in the winter time the trees go to sleep?
Yes.
Did you know that the trees go through their dormant cycle?
Yes.
Come on. The trees lose their leaves. There's no fruit in the winter. It's just the season. Go outside and it's below freezing. You take the dog's bone, have to break the ice out of it, fill it up with fresh water.
Man.
Hallelujah. Did you know that the ground you walk on in the wintertime is hard ground? It ain't soft like it is in the spring, come on, like it is in the summer. The ground is crusty, hallelujah, that you walk on. It's hard ground, it's frozen ground. Come on now, it's just the season. You look out and the trees are bare. It looks like everything is dead. It's just a season. We go through spiritual seasons. There's times when we bloom. I said there's times when we shoot forth our buds. We're trees of righteousness. We are the planting of the Lord. And the fruit, the blooms come and the fruits come out on the limbs. Hallelujah to God. And the air begins to be warm, and those salt breezes coming out of the south from the Gulf Coast, and the leaves come back on the trees. Life is emerging again. Come on now, it's just a season. You might feel like everything is dead in my life. I see no fruitfulness. I can't even feel the sap in this tree. Oh Lord, but I'm telling you, when the cold winters pass away, we'll praise the Lord, and springtime comes and the air begins to warm and the sun gets higher and higher in the sky and the days get longer and the sun shines longer and the nighttime is shorter. That lets me know that the winter is getting ready to pass. Hallelujah. That sun's rays, it begins to thaw the ground and the little creeks. I said the ice melts in the creeks and she begins to flow again, and the ponds, they begin to thaw out, and the birds, they begin to arrive. They're coming back from South America. There is a call, a sin, there is a change, and it's a time right now to head back north because there's life and it's coming. Hallelujah to the Lord. Raise your hand and praise Him.
Yes.
Come on.
It's just a season.
Come on.
You're going to pass through them. Hallelujah. My daddy, he said, I love flowers, son. He said, I look at them flowers your mommy planted. Those little tulips coming up out of the ground. And those little Easter lilies, those daffodils. They ain't nothing any more prettier than the sea springtime. Well, praise the Lord. I'm telling you, even in the springtime, the birds get happy. Well, glory. And they'll fly to a high branch, and they'll begin to to raise their little head and to sing praises unto the Lord. I'm telling you, all of creation begins to praise the Lord. When the season changes, the songs return. Raise your hand and praise Him. I said, when the season changes, if I'll be faithful in the dead times, if I'll be faithful when it's cold, if I'll be faithful when the nights are longer, the days are going to come, it's going to warm up again, and I shall sing again.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you,
mighty God. I'm going to sing again.
That's my brother.
Sing again.
Thank you, Lord. Bless you.
That's it, man. You know, when I got saved, I told you I had something else. I got 10 pages, Sister Missy. Brother Earl, I got 10 pages up here. Studied all day yesterday, cried over and wept over it, and tears dropping off on the paper. Man, I can't hardly wait. Got up this morning, the sap went down out of that tree.
Yes. Bless him, Lord. Come on, brother.
Listen, when I got saved, April the 28th, 1974, the next day was on a Sunday night. The next day rolled around, the 29th of April. Daddy come home from work. I was home. Had a glider out on the front porch. She rocked back and forth in. I sat down between Mom and Dad. I think Mommy was on my right side. I mean, right. Daddy's on the left right here. I said, I want you all to look. I said, look how green that grass is. I said, I'll be right back. I went in the house. Got that great big quiet family Bible. I brought it here one time. It's that big. It's about that big. Huge. I come out there and I said, Happy. I sat down in between Mom and Dad and just scooted back. I went in, didn't know any better. I said, I went into Genesis 1:1. And I read it in the beginning. God created the heavens and the earth. And I said, look how green that grass is.
Look how green.
What a change and a transformation when springtime rose back around. I was dead. I was dead for 20 long years. I was dead. I couldn't feel God. I had no joy, no sap of the Spirit, none whatsoever. Pointed across the road, you all know where I live. Across the ditch line, and there's a leaves man coming out on them trees. I said, look over there on that hillside. I said, man, them trees are beautiful. The brightest green leaves coming out on those limbs. And Sister Carla, I pointed up from that porch into the sky. And I said, I want you to look at that beautiful blue sky. I've never seen a blue sky any more blue in my life. And I said, look at this white puffy clouds. The whitest clouds that I've ever seen. That's the thing. When life comes in, it makes a major change in you.
Yes, it does.
We go through spells. We go through our trials. Did you know God created it that way? For the trees to rest? Did you? I've read articles on it. God allows the trees to go to rest. And they go to sleep. The sap leaves the limbs and comes back into the trunk and goes back down the trunk and back into the ground. And it rests.
Yeah.
Every year, another ring is formed in the trunk of that tree. Don't give up on me. Don't tell me it's too late for me. Don't tell me, devil, that I'm dead. I'll never live. I shall live again. I tell you, when the cold winds pass away and the ice thaws and the ground gets warm and the daffodils come up and the fruit comes back on my apple tree and it blooms out the prettiest white blooms that you ever seen, it lets me know that the sap is arising, the sap is coming back out of the root, and it's coming back out into the limbs. Raise your little hand and praise Him. Another thing has formed in my tree. It lets me know God brought me through another season.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God.
Brought me through again.
How many rings was that? Now, this is a fact. Daddy passed away, and I just cut down a bunch of pine trees in the back lawn when we had that ice storm. Dad moved into that house we're in now. In 2013, when he did, he planted a whole row of pine trees. Brother Earl can tell you, he helped cut some of them down for me. Awful shape there was, ice storm. It's a season. Limbs laid everywhere. I got a chainsaw, and I went out there, and I cut the rest of them down. Mary was out there with me. She's helped drag limbs and stuff off. I said, let's count the rings of this. I started right in the very middle. And you can tell in a tree when it has a real, real good summer flourishing with plenty of sunshine and plenty of rain, the ring, there'll be a bigger gap between one ring it is to the other. That means,
excuse me,
that it grew more that year. In times of drought, the rings are close together. There wasn't very much growth in that year of severe drought and dryness. You can look. I've studied it, man. I've read it. You can look, and when you look inside of that tree trunk that you saw down, if you see, and you can see the smooth rings almost perfectly circled, that means that there wasn't any major storms. But when major storms come and it whips that tree and it bends to, you can hear it a scratch, screeching and grinding, and the winds are hitting it and blowing it this way, blowing it that way. One storm after another hits it and it almost blows it over. You can actually look inside of that ring and you can see it twisted like this. You can see and watch, and you can know which way the wind blew against that, the storm blew against that. It pulled its trunk. It pulled it. And the ring is jagged. It's bent.
Yes.
Blessed be.
You know, that's just the way it is with us.
Right.
In the spirit realm.
Yeah.
If we could look deep inside of us and roll back our memory and look back, we know the storms God's brought us through, but we're still standing. Raise your hand and praise Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Oh, I feel the Lord. Hallelujah. The storm could not blow me over. It could not uproot me. I still belong to God. I still a servant of the Lord. I might have some rings that are twisted. Hallelujah. I might have some rings inside of bad memories. I can look at the storms, but can I tell you, storms will strengthen you. Come on, I have seen trees almost uprooted and the wind blew so hard, listen, that the roots underneath the ground, they began to pull up and the ground cracked right here, and some of the roots was exposed to the sky and to the sun and pulled up right there. But when the storm is over, there's something inside of that tree. That ground has been loosened because of a storm. The ground is now loose. You know what that tree does? It gets ready for the next storm. It takes advantage of that loose soil. And when the rain comes and the sunshine comes, those roots go deeper. I said the roots, I go deeper. They take advantage of the storm.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Sometimes I wonder, is things meant sometimes to shake us?
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
That's right.
That we'll go deeper.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Amen.
Come on. When you feel like you're losing it, man, you're losing, you're losing it. You're just about ready to lose it.
Bless Him, Lord.
Those storms that hit, come on, it lets me know, God, I need to go deeper. and get ready for the next storm. Come on, come on, come on. Praise be to the Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
And I got away from that a while ago. But Brother Earl, I counted and started in the middle of those pine tree stumps when I cut it down with a chainsaw. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. And I was out to the park. Exactly 18 years ago, Dad planted them.
Praise be to God.
Mom.
You're growing.
Yes.
You're growing.
Glory to God. Amen.
Come on.
Bless him, Lord.
Hey, Lord. Can I tell you, the sap's going to come back up.
Yeah.
Whew, I feel the Lord right here. Mom. I said the sap's going to rise back up, and you're getting ready to form another ring. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. It ain't the end in your season of coldness. It ain't the end in the time of storm. I've taken advantage, and I'm going to grow in this trial.
Amen. Woo. Glory.
I did not know I had all that.
Thank you, mighty God.
No.
Bless him, Lord. Glory, hallelujah.
And I'm telling you what, they're the hardest things I ever tried in my life, cut down.
Yes, they were.
They didn't want to give up. I had to go get chainsaw chains. I had to sharpen them. Maybe that's the way I was holding, but I tell you, it was one of some tough pine trees. they was letting me know, you ain't cutting us down. I think we need some of that, don't you?
Yeah.
I ain't letting the devil.
Amen. That's right.
I'm not letting the devil cut me down.
That's right. Amen.
I ain't going to let him lie to me and tell me it's hopeless.
Glory be to God.
Give him a wave offer right here.
God's
got you right here this morning. He has changed this message. It is just a season that you're passing through. Well, glory to God. Be not weary in well-doing. What James is saying, or Galatians is saying, be not weary in well-doing. In other words, keep doing what God's called you to do. Keep obeying the Lord. Keep loving God and serving him. Keep being faithful to the house of God. Be not weary in it, because ye shall reap if ye faint not. I'm telling you, we'll gather in the fruit and the blessings will flow again. If we don't faint, give him a praise this morning. I'm going to keep on coming and obeying the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come on, brother.
Come Bless on, brother. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fate is not away reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God. You know what's keeping you this morning? Your faith. And if you ever give up that, you're gone. Come on, hold dear to your faith. Cling to your faith. Hallelujah. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season common, comma. If need be, ye are in what? Heaviness. Through manifold temptations. You're in heaviness. Brother Tommy, you don't realize what I'm going through. You don't know what I carry, the load that I carry. You don't know the burden that I have. Ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Many, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory. Hallelujah. At the appearing of Jesus Christ. Well, glory, whom had he not seen, ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believe. Can you say, I still believe God? I still believe in God. It's going to get better after a while. That is my faith that is taking me through. I said, that is the faith that will bring the final salvation. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Faith is believing in God. It shall be better after a while.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God. Bless him, Lord.
Hey, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
My mother-in-law used to say, we need, I was the tenacity of a bulldog. We need the resistance of a rubber ball. The harder you toss that ball, the higher it'll bounce. Come on, Jesus, put a bounce back in us.
Praise.
I got a hold of something a long time ago, and it is keeping me alive. I said, it's a keeping me alive. My faith is a keeping me alive. Hallelujah to the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Let the trial of your faith be much more precious. Can you say, my salvation, my soul is precious? And you say it here this morning, my soul is precious. Can you tell me this morning, I've made it this far, Brother Tommy. God's helped me this far, and he'll continue to help me. Can you say it? He's never dropped me. He's never lost me. He's never left me. He's never forgot me. Hallelujah to the Lord. He's still with me. He is still my friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He's with me when I cannot see him. I said, he's with me when I cannot even hardly hear him. I said, he's with me when I can't feel him. He is nigh unto us. Hallelujah. It's just a season.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's just a trial.
Right.
It's going to get better.
Thank you, mighty God. Amen.
Whom have you not seen, you love. In whom though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith.
Thank you, Jesus.
At the end of it, even the salvation of your souls. I'm going to hold out and I'm going to end here unto the end. And I shall be saved. He that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. Can you praise him? Praise him. Oh, Lord, I'm holding on to you, God. I'm a keeping my faith alive. You know what's keeping your faith alive? Listen, listen. Oh, Lord. Oh, God.
Bless him, Lord.
I don't care if you can't feel the Lord. I don't care if you're in the midst of the trial. You've got an obligation. You've got a responsibility. You've got a call from God. You've got a command from the Lord. Every day, you have to read his word. Every day, you have to pray and see God's face. Every day, you have to get in that word. Hallelujah, and hide it down in your heart. I'm going to tell you, I fear the Lord. Hear you, God. If you'll do your part, your season will change faster.
Amen.
You're right.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
You'll come out faster.
Amen.
You'll bear fruit again. And there ain't nothing the devil can do to stop you if you've got a made up mind. Hey, Lord of heaven. Well, praise the Lord. I made up my mind a long time ago. As for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. He's alive. He is still faithful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's my God, and he changes not.
Thank you, buddy.
Amen.
You got your Bible with you? Turn to 2 Peter. You know, only the Holy Ghost gives us stuff like this.
Yeah.
This thing's real, Brother Earl. Your faith will keep you. You keep holding on to God. First chapter, 2 Peter. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us, through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge. Come on. Knowledge is power, children. Through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life. Come on now. He's blessed us. All things that pertain unto life and godliness through what? The knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having what? Escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence. Diligence in the Greek means hard, constant, continual effort. Hallelujah. Constant, hard, continual effort. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your what?
Faith.
Your faith. Virtue. Virtue is moral goodness. It's holiness. Hallelujah. It's morals. Add to your faith virtue. And to virtue, knowledge. And to knowledge, temperance. God help us. Lord, Lord, did you know some people explode? Did you know some people implode? Come on, we need temperance in this hour. Self-control of our emotions when we're under stress and when we're under the gun. We need a temperance about us. And the Lord is saying, add to your faith a virtue and the virtue knowledge and a knowledge temperance. Don't go to pieces. It's just a trial. It's just a season. Come on. Temperance. Make me temperate, Lord. Oh, God, listen. And to temperance, what? Oh, goodness sakes alive. We won everything yesterday. It's amazing how impatient we can get.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
We just give up. Come on now, patience. And what was it Jesus said? In your patience, possess ye your soul. Hold on to your soul with patience.
Oh.
Don't let the enemy wash you away. Come on now.
Blessing.
And to patience, what?
Godliness.
Godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, what?
Charity.
Charity is the crown of it all. Can I tell you that love wins?
Amen.
When the dust settles, the ground thaws, love will be out on top.
Amen.
Hallelujah to God. Brotherly kindness, charity. Here's where I want to get. For if these things be in you, that I just listed, if you've got them and you're possessing them and you're praying and God's helping you with them and he's putting them in your heart, listen close. If these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be what?
Barren.
Barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want the fruit to show.
Yes.
I want to bear fruit.
Oh,
I want the love of God to fill me. I've been praying, Jesus, fill me with your divine holy love. Fill me, God, and run me over with it. Let me treat others right. Let me love them. Mankind and
Amen.
Love you. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Don't let me get in that shape, Jesus, that those fruits that I quit praying. Come on, I quit reading my Bible and I begin to get cold on God and I begin to drift back and I lose that charity and that temperance and that patience. Come on. that brotherly kindness. I'm getting farther away from God. I'm getting colder in my soul. Come on. He that lacketh these things, did you know the fire can go out?
Amen.
Did you know your vessel can run out of oil if you don't keep a replenished supply coming into the vessel? Did you know the fire will go out? Come on, there has to be a continual. Your diligence. Add. I feel the Lord right here. Come on, God, help us to add. Come on, it's no time to subtract. It's time to put it in and add to it. Come on, listen. But he that lacketh these things is blind. The devil can blind you, and you cannot see afar off. And you get to where you forget how it was to be purged from your sins. You lose that feeling.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
You lose that good feeling of salvation.
Glory be to God.
You lose that Spirit's touch. You lose that blessing. He that lacketh these things, you become blind. You don't realize you're in a shape that you're in. You don't realize how far away from God that you have drifted. You ain't been paying a price. You ain't been seeking the face of the Lord. You ain't been spending time with God. And you ain't been reading and a praying and a fasting. I'm telling you, this is an addition. You got to add some things to your heart.
Right.
And you forget how it was to be purged and forgiven.
Yes.
You forget the feeling of being cleansed in the blood of Jesus.
God.
You can get so far away that you can't feel a connection with God. Oh Lord, there's no witness of His Spirit in your life. You're drifting. I said, you're drifting. You're not adding. Oh, God, help us. We get in a place far away and we don't realize how blind we are.
Amen.
Add. Start today. I'm going to pray more every day. I'm going to read God's word more. I'm going to stay in church.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
And hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Here we go again. There's that word diligence again. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence, heart, constant, careful effort to make your calling and election sure. I want to be sure. Come on. How many wants to be sure?
Amen.
I know what it's like to be called of God. I know. I got the call of God. I know what he's called me to do. Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. How many wants to be sure this morning?
Amen.
Woo. Amen. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. I said, if you do these things, you'll never go down. The devil can't drag you out.
Amen. Amen.
They want to come to the piano here this morning. I don't go any farther with this, but the Lord told me to open my Bible over there a while ago and put bookmarks right here. It's just a season.
Just a season.
We go through quiet seasons, Brother Jason.
Yeah, we do.
And that's the time we need to draw closer to God in the quiet times. Come on. Oh, be still and know that I'm God. Our trouble sometimes is from here up. I told Brother George the other day. Our heart's right. We've been saved. But oh God, the mind battles just one after another and after another injection, another thought, another care, another worry, another fear, another aggravation. Another hit from the devil. And down deep inside of our hearts, we're crying, God, help me. Please, God, my mind is so troubled. Would you stand with me? My mind, I need help, Jesus. I need help.
Thank you, Lord.
And it's time to take advantage of that quiet time in your season to seek the Lord until he comes and rains righteousness upon you again. You're going to bloom again. You're going to prosper again.
Blessed be the name.
You're going to come out again. That's a promise.
Blessed be God.
Because I'm planted by the waters.
Amen.
My roots have went down.
Thank you, Lord.
And I have found the water.
Thank you, mighty God.
The storms may blow, the winds rage.
Hallelujah.
Brother John, I found something just like you did a long time ago with my roots. My spiritual roots just went down. And it's embraced that rock underneath the ground. And just below it is the nether springs of the living water. Can we say, Jesus, root me. Help me to make it through this season. I can see light at the other end. Come on, let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Praise God. There's light coming. The clouds are going to open up and the rays of the sun's going to shine again. Prosperity and blessings is going to come again. If you'll give diligence to seek the face of the Lord, your season will change. The fruit's coming back. Hallelujah.
Tears often fall from my face and soul.
Yes, Jesus, gradually.
As I walk on through the lonely night, often I
yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. That's it. That's it. Reach to Him. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Lord God, I trust you.
The shadows may fall. And my cross is heavy.
Jesus. Yes, God, Lord. Yes, God, Lord.
Sometimes it seems
He's promised me.
He's promised
surely there'll be
surely
joy in the morning.
Joy in the morning.
I beg the Lord to sing like the season very long.
I'll send this old life and the Lord's trial.
Jesus, Jesus, tell it. Reach to Him. Cry to Him.
And the shadows are seen. Will vanish forever. And forever
Jesus.
With the sun always shines. Joy in the morning.
It's just a season.
Oh,
turn away now.
The shadows may fall, and the cross is heavy. Sometimes it seems I'll never see another end on me. And I remember God's words, looking at God's weeping. He's promised me, surely there'll be joy in the morning. Promise me, sure.